from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
The Greg Hill Show.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
It's time for
Formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ricotta, the parmesan. Drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's your favorite accoutrements?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
Okay, time for the news with Courtney. Hello.
Hello, good morning. A state of emergency has been declared in Connecticut because of flash flooding. 2 people have died and hundreds have been evacuated. Both of the deceased were from Oxford, Connecticut, a town about 15 miles northwest of New Haven. Nearby airports have also felt the effects. More than 700 flights were canceled at 3 major airports near New York City on Sunday. Jeez. As thunderstorms hit the area Sunday night.
That's terrifying.
Terrifying.
So the flash floods come and then you're trapped in your vehicle?
Car.
Or it was in, oh, both were in the
well,
car?
No. So one got out of her car and tried to hold on to a nearby sign, got swept away. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
really
thoughts,
scary.
Thoughts and prayers, Connecticut.
Yes.
I'm really sorry. And I just want to, just before we continue with the news, I would like to create a new show rule that all guests must say hi to Courtney before we ask a question.
What happened?
Mayor of Everett. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, I became very quiet because he said, good morning, gentlemen. And I'm not a gentleman. So. You know, he's talking to you guys, not me.
I understand. No? I mean, maybe.
Like, guy, I'm fine with guys.
Guys is
what's up,
probably,
guys?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Fine with that. Never,
okay.
Yeah. But once you go gentleman,
yes,
right.
Yes.
It's very pointed.
Well,
Curtis had a good idea, though. Moving forward, I should say goodbye.
Yeah,
I should be the one to say goodbye.
Yep, that'll do it.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy weather was also happening off the coast of Sicily. I don't know if you guys saw this story, but it's nuts. A waterspout tornado hit the coast in recent days, already claiming the life of one, but it hit a British super yacht, sinking it, leaving first responders searching for 6 passengers, including the owner, Mike Lynch. And I don't want to step on Curtis's toes, but meteorologists are saying that fair weather waterspouts come from open water. They develop at the surface of the water and climb skyward in association with warm water temps.
Well, that's terrifying also. So these people were on a super yacht.
Super
like
yacht.
Like a sailing yacht.
Yeah, there were 7 of them. The person deceased was a crew member.
And it just came in the morning when they
came
were
came out of nowhere,
and...
yep. And they believe, unfortunately, that all 6 are trapped on the super yacht.
Oh, my God.
That is terrifying.
That's awful.
It wouldn't
you
have
look
happened.
At that
yeah.
on Twitter. Twitch.
That's crazy.
That wouldn't have happened if we all had electric cars. I'll just say it.
And a Boston duck tour crew rescued a boy and his father who fell into the Charles River yesterday morning. All really uplifting stories. Jeez.
This is amazing, though.
This is crazy.
How did it was like a 2-year-old?
2-year-old boy. Jesus. He slipped through the railing, like squeezed himself through the railing at the Royal Sonesta Hotel in Cambridge, fell into the water below. Mm-hmm. The dad jumped in after him. People called 911, but a duck boat came by before first responders, and they were able to save them.
Okay.
They pulled them from the water, and both are okay. Oh. We can hear from duck boat operator and captain Michael Rosario on BZ.
I have 2 daughters. And I just thought about it. If it was my child and I was stuck in there, I would be so happy that somebody came and rescued me and this stuff. And like I said, the adrenaline was kicking at first, so I didn't really realize what had gone, you know, had happened. Once it settled down, it was like a sense of joy, you know, and just like, man, this person is able to bring their child and they're safe.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It's crazy.
How lucky that the duck boat was in the area.
Right,
then.
Right. Because they would have been just holding on to the side, waiting for somebody to come get them.
That's
right.
Unbelievable.
That's why when you have little kids, and it's happened to all of us, you turn your head for 1 second, you go back, and you're like, oh, damn. Where'd my kid go?
It's terrifying. I just entered the time where it's like, he is fast.
Yep.
He just bolts. The other day, he just bolted in front of my place. There's an intersection right in the corner.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
We all lose them at one point in time. Oh, I remember losing them in the mall. Look one way, come back, gone. And then they go in the clothes.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you're ripping and running, and then they think you're playing hide and seek.
What were you doing at the mall? Just doing some shopping?
Yeah, we were just we were out at the mall, and then when you have multiple kids, and you go over here, and like when they get to that 2 and 3 years old age, they're like so. Not like physically quick, but disappearing quick.
They have
you stop to get yourself a slice at Zabarro, and all of a sudden the kids are
that's
gone.
That's it.
New York slice. I will say this. It's the worst combination of newfound ability and no fear.
Yeah.
They just don't have any fear of anything.
And that's why I was always a big proponent of the baby leash.
I know. I'm not there yet.
No.
I think it's really good for like preschools. When you see the preschools in the area and they're taking the kids out to like different parks and they all have the leash on.
They have like 12 kids on a leash? You think that's a good thing?
Well, they're all connected.
Let's get them.
Well, at James's Montessori, they all hold on to a Chanel bag.
So I might as well share this. So Bullet and I, Bullet, Lindsay's dog, we go on our old man dog walk, 4:20 a.m.
Well, you got Wiggy's attention.
Yeah, you got my attention.
get this morning, 4:20, get up, take Bullet out, get in the elevator at Echelon. And what do you think Bullet does immediately upon getting in the elevator?
Drops a deuce?
Massive one.
Oh.
And, disgusting. You know, I know people are eating breakfast, but, several different forms.
Oh. Mm. So he wasn't feeling well.
Okay, neither was I afterwards.
Right.
So then
douche move.
I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Because I've got the dog and I've got the elevator. Mm-hmm. So I go back up and get Bullet back into the place, and then I want to go clean the elevator up.
Uh-huh.
I can't get the right elevator. There's 4 elevators. Oh. I can't get the right elevator to come to the floor.
That's such a douche move.
You didn't use the puppy, the dog bag to pick up?
Eventually. And
but we should have done that immediately to get some of it.
No, because I had to get him away from the scene immediately or it was going to be a problem.
This is not good for his mayoral run.
Don't let anybody know that happened or he's out when it comes to being the dog mayor of the Seaport.
You would have should have called DMs and been like, all right, I'm on this elevator. Get here quick. Bring the cleaning products.
Well, DMs is asleep.
Well, guess what? You got to get up.
She eventually did get up and came and helped me. But, I mean,
little tip for you moving forward.
What's that?
Living in the city.
No food. Don't feed her.
No, living in the city in a building like that and having a dog, carry him.
What?
Carry him on the elevator. Because then he won't poop.
What do you mean he won't?
Hold him.
When you have to go, you have to go.
No, if you were holding him, that like when Harry was a puppy, we used to hold him going in the elevator.
Okay, he's not a puppy. He's a year and a half years old.
Yeah, but you could still hold a year and a half dog because he's not a big dog.
I hurt my back.
You hold him till you get off the elevator. Then, because he's not going to, he won't use the bathroom when you're holding him. But once you put him down and he gets into that, you know, that dog stage where he's squatting.
Harry hasn't had an accident inside in quite some time.
That's very good trained right there.
And this week, could we not say put him down and dog in the same sentence for the love of God? Yes. No, Greg, I don't understand this story. So did Bullet, so is Bullet just fighting a tummy issue?
Must be.
I don't know why. The dog is very well trained. He literally, as soon as we got on the elevator, and I'm like, no, not here, no. And he didn't stop.
There has to be some video inside that elevator.
Yes.
If anybody is listening that could get that for us.
I could really use it.
I will pay.
And it was solid, right?
No.
One part of it, yes.
Yeah, so maybe what happened was, I don't know what time he took him out last night, but maybe he'd been holding it all night long.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, that seems like a bellyache.
Yeah. No, because if it was, it wouldn't have been solid.
Well, he said some of it. Well, I mean, I'm not going to get too graphic. Yeah. But.
That's why I say just carry the dog on the elevator just in case. And then as soon as you get down, then you can.
Several text messages asking if I used Windex to clean the elevator carpet. And yes, I did.
Oh.
Yes, I did, Courtney.
No.
Question is,
dog cleaner.
The only way this has a happy ending is if the douche from the lounge chair pool enters that elevator today.
Good point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the person.
You're talking about the lounge chair hogger?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you inform the front desk?
Because I couldn't get it all up off the rug.
Rug on the elevator?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's messed up.
And so I kept going down there. The guy who works in the morning I don't know where he was. So I kept going back down. I'm like, you gotta shut that elevator down. We have got a massive
issue,
ecological disaster that has occurred. Yeah. You have got to shut that.
This
thing
is
down.
My new neighbor, E. coli.
Right.
Oh, that's tough.
I think it's going to be a real problem. Later.
Be like, ready for the bill in the mail for the replacement rug.
You think so?
Yeah. And who has a rug in the elevator?
Douches at Echelon.
Everybody has rugs in the elevator.
No, I don't think I've ever seen a rug in
the
elevator.
The second I made my first million, I said I'm never going on an elevator without a rug.
At least if it's just like the regular, you know, not hardwood, but, you know, regular metal floor, it's easy to clean up.
This is going
to
be the first adversity a whole generation of people face in that building.
Wow.
All right. Anyway, poor thing.
Yeah. I hope he's feeling better.
I hope he is.
I feel bad for the person who went in the elevator while Greg was looking for cleaning products.
I don't know if anybody did or not.
That panic mode must have been just...
You must have been kvetching.
Yeah.
And when I finally got the right elevator, it did not smell.
Oh.
That thing's going to linger, too.
Courtney, I have a question.
Yes.
Who dug themselves a bigger hole recently? Jackson, when introducing the fight between his fiance and her mom regarding the birthday, or Greg about Bullet's poop in the elevator?
Well, one is up for election, and so I would say Bullet. But, I mean, Jackson has to live with his mother-in-law forever and grandmother-in-law. So
Greg has to move out of that building ASAP.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think I'm going to have to go? Everybody's going to be pointing at me and going, that's him. That's the guy.
Bullet's going to be embarrassed.
No, I don't think Bullet.
No.
The dog doesn't
care. Dogs don't get embarrassed.
Bullets, they don't care. All right. So we will continue with the news coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this moment.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their first game against the Astros, a walk-off homer from Yainer Diaz for Houston's 5-4 win. Tanner Houck went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 8. Alex Cora talked about the standings and where the Sox are as of today, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I look at the standing all the time. I look at the scoreboard all the time. You know, I know Kansas City won, so, you know, I watch. You know, I'm a baseball fan. I know where we at, but I'm pretty confident where we at right now pitching-wise. That's what I think. If we continue to do that, we're going to be okay.
I mean, listen, Wiggy is sometimes overly aggressive when declaring a must-win for the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. But this series is a must. It's a must-take at this point.
Well, they're 4.5 back that last wild card spot. I just told you, I think it's... They'll still be in the mix unless they go on.
Define you're in the mix for the last wild card. That's nothing to me.
That's what I'm saying. That's why my expectations are like whatever at this point. Unless they go.
And also 4.5 games out of the last wild card. And you're up against the lowly, the formerly lowly Royals. Mm-hmm. Like that's not in the mix. Like that's being dangerously close.
Right.
To being done.
Right. If they got Houston, they got to finish with Houston, and then I believe the next series is Arizona, and Arizona's a good baseball team.
But then they have two.
But it doesn't matter. By that time, they might be seven and a half games, 8 games out of that third wild card spot, and then forget about it. It's a wrap.
Well, hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. Another one in Houston tonight. First pitch, 8:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, pick up Value Pack Purdue Roasted or Signature Farms Chicken Drumsticks. Thighs or leg quarters, bone
thighs
in.
All day. Love the thighs.
See, I'm not really a thigh guy.
A thigh girl.
Well
yeah. But.
Oh, well, you just did to yourself what the mayor of Everett did that enraged you earlier. You called
not
yourself
really.
A guy.
Yeah, you called yourself a guy.
You called yourself a
well,
guy.
Well, that's just like a saying.
Right.
I don't know if I've ever heard.
Maybe good morning. Maybe good morning in Everett. Maybe good morning, gentlemen, is a saying.
I doubt it.
Morning, Greg. Good morning, Wiggy. Good morning, gentlemen.
I've never said I'm a thigh girl.
Because that's not the saying. It's you say whatever you're talking about, guy.
Right. And it rhymes, of course.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, no, neither have I.
Where's that popular?
Yeah, with the youngins.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so, Courtney. You're reaching on this one.
We said it at BC.
So for an amazing 87 cents a pound, you can use the digital coupon that's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And by the way, I'm just doing it shamelessly because I took this picture yesterday. It was really handsome. This is my guy. You can see him on the Twitch. I mean, he is just this handsome young man. That was yesterday.
There you go.
61
he looks like
degrees.
Your dad.
He does.
Yeah. Wow, that's true.
He does.
Isn't it time for him to get out of the stroller?
No, that's a wagon.
And face life. Like, he should be walking on his own at this point.
Yeah, why don't you worry about your dog pooping on an elevator floor?
Thank you, Cleo and Twitch. I said, saying good morning, guys. Fine with.
You're okay with that?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
61 degrees. Cloudy skies, rain a little bit, then it's going to stop by 11, and we're going to have a 72 afternoon high.
Okay, rest of the news coming up, right, brah?
Yeah.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!